everyone, welcome back to your favorite podcast, Weekly Dose of Therapy, with your host Tori Game on Grief, and this is season 2 episode 1. Guys, I know I haven't been here for a long time, but I am back, and today's topic is rape culture. And today I'll be discussing with my two lovely people, Jaytan Beam and Zanny Rose. Say hi, guys.
Hi, how are y'all? Big up myself, all of the listeners then.
Yeah, big up the massive.
Anyways, so before I get into the whole topic, I wanted to tell our listeners a little about myself. Wanna do?
Go ahead, Sammy.
Junker before Omenberg, please.
This man.
That's why you first started, love. You go ahead.
All right. You know what? I'm not a drunker, but I'll go first. So my name is Zanny Rose. I am 21. Well, soon 21 still. I rush my age, so. And I attend university. Yeah. And what? I like to sing. I'm fun. Like, if you're around me, you can't stop having fun.
Wait, you like to sing? Yeah.
Jaytan, don't start that conversation with me. Sorry, okay, Jaytan always say me can't sing. I know me can't sing, you know. Me met nobody now, but me have my little thing I go on for me. But Jaytan always I dim my light. So I'm not talking about singing right now. Just know I'm fun. That's it. Go ahead, drunk girl.
Okay.
Donkey.
Okay, my name's Jaytan Beam. I'm old enough. I'm an Edna Manley College student, as well as I'm a personal trainer, the Miami Fitness Center.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm a hot boy. I'm very fun.
Huh. You hear that, ladies? So if you want to go get your gym training done, you can get your personal trainer.
Come get summer bodies on with me. Come on, ladies. Let's do this.
Yeah. We need it for true. All right, about no
Michael. My gutter get out of control. Somebody tell me some favor hug last week.
Them not too far off. Let's get into it.
Yeah.
All right. Because I don't know where Jaytan and I rush this word. Okay. All right. So, the culture now. As you guys know, from the other day, I'll be... rape stories you hear about. And I just wanted to like have a discussion on it to find out what are your views on it, especially from a male perspective. And as females, what makes us uncomfortable and why we always feel like say we're just this target at all times we get raped by a man. So Jaytan, I'm gonna start with you.
Okay, well, hello again, everybody. This whole rape thing is really, I don't want to sound a way, but it's just sickening. It really made me feel a way in myself. You know, some men out there, I destroy the woman like that. I mean, if I never, for the woman wouldn't be here. So I'm a kind of guy, I love woman. I love woman. So I don't know, but it kind of take a toll on my heart and my emotions every time I hear about another rape story, because it just... And then, as I say, culture is like, it has become a part of the day-to-day. It's like, it's the norm.
The norm.
Another girl get raped is a norm, you know? So it really, at a place right now, where it has grown, I mean, I like it, and it needs to stop. And as a male, I don't see how women make themselves a target to be raped. I mean, a woman supposed to can come in front of you naked as a day she born, and she said no means no. So if you come in front of me naked, when I touch her, she said no, nothing happened. You do anything you want to do, you're naked in front of me, no means no, and that's just that.
But that's not the thing, you know, no? Why am I say it like that? Because in society, it is the view that it's always a female that's attracting the males to herself, meaning the way how she dress, the way how she just behave in general. So that's why I pitched it like that, which really and truly, I don't feel like if I wear a batty red up the road, that give you the right for one come hold me down and take.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
And the other thing is that I think as a female, we should be, as females, we should be free to express ourselves and not feel like we're being targeted because we can't, because we are expressed ourselves. And it just really puzzled me to think that, okay, as I mentioned before, women would have brought males into the world. So why is it that you can't see an ex-female and just take something from her? Whether she's a virgin or not, how can you do that and you were birthed by a woman? You get what me I say? So like, me, yeah. I don't understand.
I think it has a lot to do with self-control. A lot, because the mere fact that you have to come from a woman, you have a mother, you probably have sisters, nieces, and you find it in yourself figure take a female's innocence without her permission. Like, I just self-control, me just can't see it the other way. Like, you can't control yourself, you need more, and you can't get it, so you take it by force. Like, there's no excuse for it, but that's how I view it. Just self-control them now.
But if it's self-control, that's the issue, right? That means that it would be something that is stemming from their childhood, meaning that they were not satisfied in their childhood with anything at all. I mean, I talk sexually, no. I mean, I talk about emotionally and physically and financially, because I don't think it does come up so where somebody can just see one woman and rape them. You know, I have some men who are mentally gone, you know.
Madam, just the same.
I know you have some men that are gone, but it must be something that, it must be somewhere that it's stemming from. Because for the life of me, if I were a male, me couldn't see myself and get up and just go rape somebody. So.
Hey, and it's not only self-control too, it's ego. Like, them not expect of, like, if you know you are, let's start, like, Jaytan, for example. Jaytan is not expecting anybody to turn him down right now in the cause.
Hold on. It's not even ego. Well, for them, it's ego. For me, that's just confidence, because I can, but at the end of the day, it's a self-control. So if you say no, I just no, move on. Look for me, I'm sexy. We can get, like, come on. There's a lot more out there. Like, there are lots more. So move on, Bridget. Come on.
Yeah. Oh, but you see, the confidence somewhat connects back to your ego. You're not egotistical. So that's why you now go say, oh, it's not me ego. You understand? Right. But to some extent, your confidence is connected to your ego. That is why you give off this type of vibe. Like, yeah, you know who you are. You know yourself, and if a girl reject me, fine, no problem. Somebody else out there will take me, understand? But a lot of these men, it's their ego, but it's not coming from the right place of confidence. You understand? Some of them just full of themselves too much to not accept rejection, and it's sad. If you approach me as a female, one. Yeah, you're sexy and all of that, but me just not like you like that. If me go tell a male no, it's like him want chop off my neck because me tell him no, and I'm just like, so because me don't like you, you have to want give me that vibe, brother. Like, I know every man me see me go like, because if me see every man who I like them, you go hear say me a whore.
That is true. That is true.
Exactly. So it's like you can't please them in no way, shape, or form. So if you like everybody, you're a whore. And if you don't like them, you're dirty.
Right. And they have some name to class when we don't want them. Hey, and see if a man call to me on the road, I try my best to answer every man in a car. Boy, I'm not one of them. Hey, I will lick. And take me, draw me, no one look on and draw down my clothes and go on with themselves. I'm afraid of man now. I'm afraid. And when them call to me, I make sure I answer them and be polite, because nobody say, I go on like me, they kind of eye us. I'm better than you, and you can't do this to me, because I'm not nobody. I try my best to speak to people on the wrong side.
I look on that, because, I mean, why take out my idea now for somebody to call to me and me just reply that? I already take nothing from me. So, I mean, that the part
is
not good.
But that's you as a male, that is your perspective. But some of them, man, no, if you don't call back to them, it come like, say, you stop them in their heart and take out their soul and step up on it.
Trust me. Females, I get ripped. Feel like I nothing. Me just try my best to be as polite as possible, and probably that will get me. That we be, you know, like it will even help promote it too. Because maybe I say, "Oh, that girl, a nice man, she easy." Yes, like exactly. I don't know what to do. Like
there's no balance. You understand? It's mm-hmm. like they don't know where to find the middle ground. Because even just standing up at a taxi stand and one man I look on you too hard as a female, me tell a Jaytan, me feel like. Man out to touch me and do something to me. That's so I feel.
Yeah, and,
I know it's the norm like for that. A male to look on a female, especially when she's nice and petite.
If she's nice, I'm gonna look. I'm gonna look. On God, I'm gonna look. I'm gonna look. But I'm still not gonna look for make you feel uncomfortable. Men enough to understand that too. Somebody just a stare upon you, you're gonna feel awkward, you're gonna feel off. Come on, bros. Like stare, but not make it too obvious. Say a stare. Look if you look, but I mean
you know what I'm saying. Most of them know that.
All right, so let me ask you. I was
somewhere with some friends, or two persons, like not friends, but and one of them see a female, and he was like, you know, so I'm going to look at me at door. So I said, all right, go on and try a look. So I see him go outside and stand up and stare at her. So I said, what are you doing? Is that how you try to get a female? Like, seriously? He was like, yeah. So I always get them. I said, nope. Mm-mm. You're gone wrong from your start already. Like, that is so creepy. How can you stand and just look at her and think she's going to be attracted? Like, that is so repelling. How you think that I gonna get her? And him start going to how I saw some, most of them like them, like when me look fun, I said, mama, do man them, they like them, that's not the cause. That is so creepy. If I saw somebody doing that, me would have afraid and would have want to get out of that place.
So for me, if a man is looking at me, just like me, like him a look for me, but him not look for me intensely. Like me, no say just a general look. Like him probably a look for me, you know, if he kind of scan me out ish, then fine. To see when him like get to the point where he must stare, and he come and like say, him just not a care for me. That is when I get really uncomfortable. I remember one day, like, them better than them up there. So certain man not supposed to come to them that I want. Especially exactly. Walk foot man, if he's a care man, you know, it's a totally different thing. For some because I've witnessed that before. I went on a photo shoot one day at White River Beach, and a couple of males were there, and the females were doing them shoot and whatever. And I remember, like, the man, they must say, yeah, man, that look good. That pose look good, man. Go on there, think me, you look good, or whatever. I don't think they meant it in any malicious way based on how they were saying it and the vibe where they might give off. And the girl start getting up in herself and she's like, I don't want to come talk to me for blah, 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 blah. And I remember when I was leaving off at the beach, because even after that, my vibe just changed completely, because they're like, men are like their own people who feel like them better than nobody. Just ease your little self. Even if you make you feel uncomfortable, just say, no bother with that. Please, you make me feel uncomfortable. Simple as that, you know, if you want to, like, yeah, you're better than him. And I mean, when I walked off and I was going, one of the gentlemen was out on the front, and him say, bye, you did run on the beach all ago, not true. So I said, yeah, man, I did run. I said, walk good, take care, I said, blah, blah, blah. And then after that, me hear my talk, and him say, Mr. So my girl, run. You see that one day she gone? She did nice, and with the rest of them on the beach, I go on like say, man, I feel look them, and man, now look them, because they even look good and all of that, which really me never can do it still, because most times when a girl don't like you, I saw them, you know, bash them. But I could understand where he was coming from, because She didn't have to react like that. She could have just calmly said to him, say, yo, X, Y, Z. But I think it's just this defensive mode that females are in because I hope sometimes males portray certain things to we too. So both parties, it's about how it is said and not what is said.
Right. That's it. And I mean, she took that. You have to be diplomatic in a certain situations now. Somebody says something like that, you know, I'm like the person, oh, thanks, thank you. The argument done right there, son.
And everybody have that. And
no, that's what I'm saying, some situations.
Try bash nobody household, you know, but maybe sometimes it's how some people grow.
True.
Granted, them parents could teach them the right things still, you know, and then go to go the opposite because they make friends and influence them. Just like when you have enough man who know the right way to treat a female, but because them virgin they abash woman, them follow them virgin and abash woman too.
Right. Fear
exactly. You know, it's stupid. It is very stupid. Yo, dog, a girl think that a dog, this dog, that. And teach you something. Nowadays, culture have it say, for be romantic, yeah, batty man, or for be romantic, you're like a waist boy, you're like a face boy. Gentlemen, nothing is wrong. Send your girl some flowers, some chocolates, them nice little thing for your girl. And make your friend say, dog, what a dog? Yeah, a girl thing that dog and dog. And
right. No,
stigma. It's a stigma.
And then them want woman treat them like king and then not treat them woman like queen. Like, no, sir, this is not a one-way street. This is a two-way street. It goes both ways.
The truth.
Both ways, honey.
And it's not it. So sometimes I say this and nobody not take it the right way, but sometimes they really have to wonder if they love them one another. Because why in hell would you think it's okay for your virgin to bash a woman and you sit down and listen to it and you take up that pan your head and I do the same thing and you make man out of road and tell us about you're a waste man because you're going to your woman early and all them stuff. They're like, what?
It's stupid.
Priority is different, man. You see, like the one, any friend will tell fame friend that fame priority different from fame friend, and him just have to accept that. But don't tell the man say why am I go home early to woman. The man love you, woman, and he want to wrap up beside you, woman. You are the man front. Why you ask him that? Why you tell him that?
Like, that's it.
And it just goes back right back to peer pressure. Just like how the little girl will get raped at Golden Grove the other day. Right? For the life of me, how five males in our room sit down and rape the girl? And me, I say, you know, so one of them, me think a peer pressure make a couple of them just do it. Me feel...
Dog, you know, take piece off fight, dog. Dog, a trick that on F, that thing, dog. Take piece off of that, dog.
You know, say someone, y'all hold on their friends, you make them rape one girl, though. You have some man like that. We literally hold on their friend and then tell them friends to them, if you take it, or if they not take it, they are going to do all sort of sitting to them. Think they might... I'll be my people there, then.
Of course.
And that's why... I always say this. You said to my little cousin, I said to him, say, listen, no keep no bag of friend and company, especially males. Keep one and two male friend, but no bother with the one bag of male friend business. Come and feel like when the world out, when too much male clung up together, it's just, it's like, no offense to you, Jeta, but I feel like we're just wicked with each other and we're going to start thinking. Uno just start think with the person who lead the group, with feed them brain instead of fear one, like, you know, in a sense.
Oh my God, yes. So
it all has to do with raised though, because my parents raised me in a way right now where me not easily influenced. So if my regime them say we are go this and me no one go this, so me not go. I must me one go, me go. Me raise the children them in a way where them can say no. Make them know say, it is okay to not be in the clique, or it is okay if you're not in the top man set. You know what I mean? I say, like, make them know, because of them little thing that cause peer pressure, you know. But them raise their fee, so them have to live up to them bridging standard, because he might do this, he might do that, me, if I can do that too, and my dog this and my dog can do this and I can do that too.
But I don't think sometimes I don't think it's a whole soul as an issue because you have a lot of them that are trained and then just choose to go to the road, go to the opposite. Can we all guilty of it? Your mother will tell us, say, don't go down this hole. And because your mother telling us to go down this hole, you cannot follow your friend them and go do it. After you go down the hole, you're like, crap, you know, somebody should have do it because my mother didn't tell me not to do it. It's like when you get older now, you understand the principles of what your parents are teaching you. And so you realize that you can't, you're not fit to take influence so easy. Some people, you know, don't get me wrong, some people get it down pat from them a little bit, like nobody can tell them if they do X, if them don't want to do it, them not do it. But you have some
people
like that, and it's a while for them to develop that strength there. Understand? Because some people just need validation. It's sad, but it's just the truth. And I feel like a lot of these males, them just need some form of validation why them do certain things. So if them friend see one girl and like the girl and them want a piece and the girl now give them, them are gonna rape the girl. And it's like because them want the validation from them friend, them joining upon the action to all when them know it wrong. And that is madness, if you ask me. Well, yes, validation from this one for. You don't need validation. One man.
It is really off because
and if you know, Tim and John Bond, are you one? Be sure you and your man push out. And even if you have a twin brother, you push out, she push out you first and then him. Only never right. John has no damn sign his twin.
I really don't know.
I've met persons that say them boyfriend left work early to go on next man yard. The man yard till 4 o'clock in the morning and coming. He have a woman in yard, you know. But he's staying friend yard till 4 o'clock every night.
Well,
and like when the person's supposed to travel, him want to bring that person with him. So me say, me feel like that man yeah, a fish and a come. Because one man can't love one man so much for the back time 24/7 more than you want a woman.
And a full of fish. Sis, take the phone and call. See that in friend name Nick or in friend name Bula or something. Call the number.
No, she knows for sure that it's a male.
Yeah. Well, see,
something really up. Something I'm really up with right
that. Because how me a man, me of my good, I'm a male, right? Me of my woman of my yard. And me gone, a next man yard, cock up till 4 o'clock a morning to do a.
I can't do it. It come like I feel not Torike, I think females have more of an attachment issues or attachment issue more than males do because
me. No, I think males have attachment issues too, you know, but they just attach themselves to the wrong set of people.
Wrong person.
Come on, hold on. Go over, sis. Tell sis she need to go over the friend house and see if them have two girls over there.
No, she did.
Because no, that means that the man is something.
The most cheap man with an next woman. I can't want next man.
I'm not surprised if he is gay because if that the man they are too much now. It's about time him stops.
As you talk about the situation, you know me here, see? The man them pack up in the axio and you say 50 man come out of one car. I'm just like,
Jesus!
How wanna do it, brother? Me not so me can't go to Bridget and chill, you know, don't get me wrong. But it cannot be 50 man fuck up in a one car. One must can rent two car and drive some in a one, some in a the other. And then where the girl in there?
That is
true. One bag of man upon one big outings. No little woman for evil, nothing all.
Sometimes I'm teaching you something. You ever hear them say they can't bring sand gas tea?
Okay.
Listen to me, ladies out there. I do not cheat. Let me just get that out of the way from now. And I do not promote cheating. I do not support cheating in any form. However, there's a saying said, you can't bring sand gas tea. So no, you go on a wicked party now. Yeah, bridging them a step. You know, say some more if a girl I go there at the party. Maybe want a little getaway. That's what they would call it. A little getaway. The niggas just go out, the man in bridging them. Going at the party, look some girl, all them vibes and do them for do. So that's a knock sometime, you know. Sometime we'll see it. So that tight. Some of them just want to say. I don't know all them, some of them do. Say, oh, we are friends. And the whole hour just gone. So every minute, some of them, that weird, you know? That off, like.
I guess perspective is a hell of a thing for true, because me probably would have seen a bag of man and I say, no, so sitting around with this, but maybe really and truly, as I said, then probably I'll go step on one party and just grab two girls, bunks with two girls and chill. But some of them don't look like that ever do a backside. Some of them just look like the whole of them just go somewhere together. I mean, I was at the river. Andrew, don't lock me up. No, I went to this river right the other day.
Andrew, one last bit of yourself, Richie.
Jaytan, don't even. Can you know you don't like the man?
I remember.
I went to the river
last week, and after we did it for about 2 hours, we stopped, put on our clothes, and said, we'll go. Shub. Anyways, I don't know why I'm talking like that, guys. Don't pay me any mind. Anyways. When we look, some youth have come down to the bush. So we see like four of them. So we say, all right, cool. Look like them just probably come and achieve. Me rotted after that. I was about 40 man. Me see, come on, me say, with so much man I come a river come do. Tell me, what something wrong with that? Why so much man have come a river? One river, 40 man. That's not safe to you. In a bush, and a beach, you know, where you can say, all right, cool, river, bush.
That different.
No rock, not there at the river there, which is equivalent for a sun, not there at the sea there. Anyways,
that's not funny.
I know you would have said that, Jaytan. Many of you want ear node validation from you right now. But anyways, I'm going to say, you make me lose, I'm going to say, brother. Sure. Me no good idea. You just check up on me there, go see.
You did that, say. Just like on a
Sunday. I was going to say something important, man.
No, but you say just
like come on with a little chatting.
No, rock, no, there river, so what?
Jaytan, I don't remember what I was going to say. So you try to take over for right now, because... I mean, I remember for real, I forgot to think a little bit.
It's losing appearance. Don't remember what you said.
It's weird for Choi. It's kind of weird for see so much niggas are going place. Like, sometimes it's legit.
I don't know if it's the culture of the Jamaican culture make it weird, but it was weird. It's very weird. Never in my... Me never sitting there. When me grew up, me never see all my uncle run a bag of money so much. They have internet when in water and got
cheese. No,
but no, sir. Them are young boy and some of them are young boy.
Well,
let's see.
I'm going to add now, guys. Remember what my dad was saying. I think it's a vibe thing. And I just feel like females won't be able to bring the male vibe to the table. So them prefer travel with one bag of man where them know, say, our man have, what they have, progesterone, what they have?
Let me teach you something.
You know what me I try to say?
Testosterone. Testosterone, miss.
Remember. Testosterone high, you know, like, so the vibe just have a little macho thing about it. But if a couple female did it, now gonna have the same vibe, because the female are gonna like double little you. What the word then you know, Jaytan, tell me that one day. Estrogen in the mix, and it now go nice again. I think maybe at that.
Let me teach you something. Me seriously, my father too. My father and him bridging them a goat and my mother would have won. Sometimes he say, where you go? Sit down, man. Go on back where you go. Where you go? She put on her clothes. More and come. Man say, where you go? Where you go sit down?
I get that.
We are guys. And sometimes I want to chat some loose
argument. I'm not lying to you. Where is saying? I'm my internet.
I hear internet. I told you, okay? Hear what I'm saying.
I hear internet.
Well, what I said was, all the time I see my father got placed with him bridge in there, my mother put on her clothes, but she won't go, Man said, go in the house, I sit down, where you go? You know, no, you know, come. Scenario, proper. And it's that thing where we as niggas, we want to sit down and hold a vibe sometime, chat some like a loose argument, crack a loose joke them. And then see, some
and
niggas
come. The problem, when you chat too much loose argument, some people take it on their head, and you understand, say, just chat on our chat.
First of all, let me just go back to what you said at first. Me never do that more than never see my man go up on the road and take up myself to me and go back him unless him invite me personally.
No, she just, you know, when did I go? She know, cause it's like a little party where them keep in front of the garage door. That's all. She know. She just, I just saw she going. She love road. Me, she's a next.
So. Well, guess what? You know what me would I do if in terms of me not coming? Me I'd call up to all my friend them and say, girl, we're going out.
We're going
and
when come back,
he might see an empty house in two
days
and utter order.
Him not care. Probably that he would have wanted because then the talking again. So he would have just got locked away and go sleep. Yeah.
Zanny.
Yeah?
Stop it, right?
No, you're right.
Papa, you know. See an empty house.
All right, everyone, thank you for tuning in to that episode. I hope you all enjoyed it, and I do hope to hear from you guys via WhatsApp or Instagram, you know, your views on the topic, what was your most interesting conversation with those two lovely people, if you want them back and other topics that you guys would be interested in talking about, all right? So thank you so much for the love and support thus far, and I hope you all are keeping safe and you'll be tuning in next week. All right, guys, thank you so much. Bye-bye.